Danae King, and this is the Storytellers Project. True stories, real people, recorded live on stage. Our second live show in Columbus is coming up June 15th. Get your tickets now at dispatch.com/attendstorytellers. And now you'll hear from Mallory Golsky from our first show on March 9th with the theme Growing Up. Her story is called It Turns Out I'm Gay. Enjoy the show.
You're not supposed to ask someone if they're gay. Like any empathetic person with any ounce of respect for others, you're supposed to let that person grow comfortable enough with themselves and you to finally feel comfortable to come out. So one night, you could also take the more Zuckerbergian approach, and you can creep through a person's entire internet presence and decide, based on one post from a pride they attended in 2017, and another declaring that Tegan and Sarah are their favorite singers, that she might have a thing for women. So one night in college, I went to my friend's apartment to express my frustrations for the millionth time about my disdain for Tinder and my friend's seemingly never-ending conversations about the hot guys they swiped on. And she responded to me by asking, well, if you don't like looking at pictures of hot guys, well, what about women? Do you ever find women especially alluring? Do you ever find yourself so tongue-tied when you're trying to talk to a woman and you can't figure out why? I didn't really think she was asking me if I was gay. I responded obviously, as if she had just asked if I liked ice cream or if I found calculus impossible. Well, yeah, but doesn't everybody? No, she said. I had gone to my friend's apartment for a mental reprieve, not to face a life-altering inquisition. You're not supposed to ask people if they're gay, I said to myself. You're supposed to ask yourself if you're gay. And that's exactly what I did that night while lying on my back on my twin-size mattress. For dramatic effect, I would say that I was staring up at the ceiling, but in reality, I was experiencing flashback after flashback of every moment of my life leading up to that point. And with each memory, I thought to myself, holy shit, I think I might be gay. That was the first night in my 21 years of existence that it ever even crossed my mind that I might be gay. It's not that I didn't support queer people. I had lots of queer friends. I have gay uncles. I had taken a queer theory class in college, and I had attended Pride in San Francisco, of all places. And while I was there, I attended the Dyke March, waving a flag, watching the women walk by and thinking, oh my gosh, they are so cool. I want to be just like them. But I had never associated the words with myself. I had dated lots of guys, like the one guy who I dated for 2 whole months in the 8th grade. We had held hands for about 5 minutes at a football game. We exchanged hundreds of text messages, but we didn't know the first thing to say to each other in person. It was awkward and miserable, sure, but aren't all middle school relationships? There were other guys too, and theoretically, they were wonderful. They loved to read, they longed to travel, and they were passionate about fixing the perils of the world, just like I was. But when it came down to it, I would always come up with an excuse as to why he couldn't possibly be the one. I was just too busy. I was too focused on school and extracurriculars. Their hands were just a little bit too rough for me to hold. Their stubble on their chin was just too scratchy for me to want to kiss. But at the end of the day, I just couldn't stand the constant, debilitating anxiety I felt every time that I was dating a guy. I accepted bouquets of flowers like death sentences. I dreaded hanging out in the inevitable moment when he would turn on Netflix and start to kiss me. To this day, I can't watch The Office or Parks and Rec because the theme songs still make my chest start to tighten at the memory. I always liked to hang out in public places because it minimized the opportunity for us to kiss or hold hands. And every time before the dates, I'd try to hype myself up like, okay, Mallory, you got this. The next time he tries to kiss you, it's not going to be so bad. You're going to enjoy it. You're going to have fun like everybody else. Like everyone else says it's fun to kiss guys, you two are going to have fun. I just had to relax and stop thinking. But that night, I couldn't stop thinking, especially about the other question my friend had asked me. Well, don't you just think it's fun to swipe through and look at pictures of hot guys? No. No, it wasn't. In fact, I couldn't think of anything more boring, and I could never understand why such a huge swath of the population just participated in this little game where they obsessed over the appearances of men. Or, worse yet, when they actually decided to date one. Ever since middle school, I had always felt profoundly left out whenever the topic of boys came up, because I never really knew what to contribute to the conversation. Don't get me wrong, I knew how to describe the appearance of a conventionally attractive guy. When somebody would point out a guy and say, "Oh, isn't he so cute?" I'd read enough 17 magazines to fake it till I make it. I could say, "Oh, yes, he has great hair. Oh, wow, he is so hot. He has great abs." I had read American Girl's A Smart Girl's Guide to Boys cover to cover more times than I'd like to admit. I knew how to describe the feeling of having a crush, and I tried to do so, but it never felt genuine. I tried to talk to my friends about this and explain, "I just don't understand, I just am not into guys, whatever," and they never quite understood. So I stopped talking about it, really. Because there comes a time when it's no longer socially acceptable, when the lights go out at the sleepovers and your friend asks, "Oh, who do you have a crush on? What guy do you like?" To go, "Ugh, boys have cooties." Or worse yet, when your family members ask, "Do you have a boyfriend yet?" To say, "Yes, I have a boyfriend, but every time we hang out, I just get so anxious that I want to lock myself in a room all by myself." Or, "Yes, I have a boyfriend, but the one time he tried to make out with me, it was so terrible that I kicked him out of the house and I sobbed in the basement by myself for hours. Why didn't anybody tell me that kissing a boy was so disgusting? Why didn't anybody tell me that making out with a boy felt like a soggy vacuum cleaner attacking your face? Why would anybody voluntarily do this? Why would anyone say that this is fun?" So after a while, I'd break up with the boy using the tried and true phrase, "It's not you, it's me." And then I would feel terrible because that was often the only time that I had really been genuine with him. Like, "No, you don't understand. It's not you, you're wonderful. It's me. There's just something so horribly wrong with me. Something so wrong because I just feel repulsed at the idea of dating you. I'm sorry, but you deserve to be with someone normal. Someone who doesn't have a literal panic attack at the thought of holding your hand." And over time, I just became so fixated on whatever could possibly be wrong with me because I didn't like boys that I didn't even let myself consider the possibility or the realization that I was entirely obsessed with women. Like the girl in my fifth grade class who had gorgeous hair, or the college swimmer who coached my lane at swim camp that I attended in high school, who I just really wanted to impress. I would touch the wall and she'd say, "Great job." And I'd say, "Me? You thought I did a great job? Wow." And then all of my teammates who, you know, there were so many of them that I just really wanted to be friends with, and I would just get so tongue-tied and I just really wanted to impress them, but I had such a hard time even holding a conversation because I was so tongue-tied and had so many nervous butterflies. But I didn't think anything of it. I just thought that's what happened to everybody when you really wanted to be friends with someone. I didn't think I was actually, that could mean I was gay. Until that night. Okay, so I don't really like boys, and I do act kind of differently when I'm around women. But how do I know if I'm actually gay? I did what any self-actualized person would do. I turned to Google. And it turns out the questions, "Am I gay?" and "How do I know I'm a lesbian?" are pretty common Google searches. And luckily, we live in the era of BuzzFeed quizzes. I figured I would take a few, average my scores, and have a definitive answer about my sexuality. But after reading the first paragraph of the first article that I turned to, I had my answer pretty quickly. If you went out of the way to ask the internet if you're gay, you're probably gay. You can learn a lot about yourself on the internet. I am an ENFJ on the Myers-Briggs scale. I'm an Enneagram type 3. And turns out, I'm gay. I'd like to say that I came to my realization and everything, you know, all tied up neatly that night. But in reality, it took months of thinking and processing before I could even write it in my journal, let alone say it out loud to a friend, or an entire audience of people, for that matter. But today, I am out, and I am happy, and in fact, I never feel that, you know, crazy anxiety that I always felt every time somebody would talk about boys in front of me. In fact, I feel so happy that I do a happy dance because I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't have to marry a man. This is so great. Every time. Never gets old. There are some days when I want to look at my former self and shake her and say, Mallory, you idiot. Read your journals. Listen to yourself. You're so obviously gay. But most of the time, I just want to give my former self a hug and say, Mallory, it's okay. You're not a loser. There's nothing wrong with you. You just don't like boys, and that's okay, because you are not the only person who feels this way. In fact, there's an entire queer community out there who will wrap their arms around you and welcome you into their family and help you embrace and celebrate the parts of you that have always been there. And that includes my loving girlfriend, Madeline. But mostly, while I'm grateful for that community, I am so grateful for my friend who helped me come to that realization that night. Because while you're not supposed to ask people if they're gay, I'm pretty glad that she asked me.
Thanks so much for listening to the Columbus Storytellers Project. Get details and tickets for our next show at dispatch.com/attendstorytellers and support local journalism and the Storytellers Project by subscribing to local journalism at dispatch.com/subscribe now.